This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Have you been ordering food from hawker centers or stalls during the pandemic? If so, which ones? If not, why not? That's the question that we're asking you today on BizBytes with Arvin and Christine. Do we have an update on Twitter?
We do indeed. So first of all, we have the poll results so far. We have yes using takeaway at 46.7%. Mm-hmm. Yes using delivery at 28.2%. No cooking at home at 19.8%. And no ordering elsewhere at 5.3%. Erebole says, I live in my community and have to support my hawkers whenever it is safe to do so. But I'll not do dine-in even when it is allowed. Fair enough. Edmund Lowe says 8888 or 48 Damansara Perdana, which I Googled it and apparently it has really good char kway teow. So
nice.
That sounds pretty good. I Domidius says some well-rated stalls on GrabFood. Never been to those stalls, never knew they existed. But items like Ramly Burgers or Nasi or Maggi Goreng, mainly to support small local businesses. I choose not to order from chain mamaks, they have enough business. To which Shafiq replied, same. And also the Gerai Makan where I can get nasi, ayam paprik and telur dadar. Oof, I'm getting hungry.
Yeah, why do we do this to ourselves? Like, why do we
also do this to ourselves? Because we also love food.
We have some messages on WhatsApp. This comes from Terry, who says that, and he sent us some photos and stuff, so that's very sweet. I like this place in Lucky Garden, Om Shakti Cello's. She has the best appams. Funny thing is, she still doesn't have WhatsApp. Sweet old lady, curry puffs are not to be missed too. You call her, you arrange for your own Grab Express to pick up. Now here's the best part. You will never know what's your total bill until you get your food. There will be a small torn piece of paper, handwritten, and your total and her bank account number.
Oh, wow.
The trust.
That is real trust right there. Wow,
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, sweet. We have another message from Steve Chong, who says that, hi there, good afternoon. Takeaway from the Kopitiams. What do you expect? Government allows dine-in already and they are still hesitant to have dine-ins in shops. Mm-hmm. Susa. Which kind of relates to our upcoming story.
It really does, because the whole point of why we're asking this question today is because of this final story where a group of 11 Malaysians have started a voluntary project called Dapa KL to support Klang Valley's hawkers. Much like Stephen said, they have been suffering a lot throughout the pandemic, even, you know, with dine-in starting to be allowed and everything. Mm-hmm. It's been really, really tough on the hawker culture here. Now, this project, Dapao KL, is an offshoot of the Pioneer Project in Penang, which is Dapao PG, but it's run by a new set of volunteers. If you want to hear more about how Dapao PG works, BFM actually got in touch with them last month. Just look for the podcast Supporting Local Hawkers Digitally on our app and website as well. Now, Dapao KL's communications representative Brian Lee Soon Kyung said it was formed to raise awareness about local hawkers. So he said the idea for Dapao KL first came about when Dapao PG, which was launched in June, reached out to find volunteers interested in helping establish a team for Kuala Lumpur. It brought together Malaysians from different backgrounds with a mutual goal of contributing to our beloved country during this unprecedented time. Lee said that the project was launched on August 8th to coincide with
coincide.
It's almost the end of the week.
Yeah, it's Thursday.
Let me start again. Lee said that the project was launched on August 8th to coincide with National Day celebrations as a reminder that we can achieve more when united. He added that the hawker culture in Malaysia was something unique and we should strive to preserve it and ensure it doesn't vanish because of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. He added that the current situation has been a huge blow to many businesses, especially stall operators who are digitally disadvantaged. These stalls are usually run by those from the older generation, with many being less tech savvy. Thus, they are left behind as more people order online. He said that Dapao KL aims to feature these hawkers on social media to increase their exposure while also highlighting hidden gems located in the vicinity. He said those who want to order are encouraged to connect to the hawker directly. Although third-party platforms can assist local businesses with exposure, the stall's low profit margin will make it difficult for them to go on board. So Dapao KL has a platform accessible through their social media pages, which allows the public and stall owners to submit information or recommend stalls. So they said, we are currently setting up a navigation map for people to locate the hawkers featured. Mm-hmm. And there are also plans for the team to expand beyond Kuala Lumpur to districts such as Sabah Bernam and Hulu Langat in Selangor as well. If you want more details, head over to the Instagram. It's at Dabao KL, which is DABAOKL. You can also, if you happen to be listening in Penang, there is also DABAOPG, which is the original one, Dabao PG.
This is so sweet.
It's so good.
It's so good. Like the whole show today has been about like supportive systems mm-hmm. and supportive platforms and mm-hmm. people like coming together to support other industries that are having a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to point out though, going back to what Steve said earlier about, you know, how they've been allowed to dine in,
yeah.
but a lot of them have been hesitant. A lot of them don't want to open. I think, I don't know how to put it, but I've been seeing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot fault them in mm-hmm. a way. A lot of businesses are waiting and seeing. A lot of them are actually being very responsible by fully vaccinating their staff and mm-hmm. waiting for all the employees to get double dosed before they open up. So it is a tough situation. And I guess, like, you know, like what you said, having platforms like this just gives them more exposure and more channels. Also, the fact that people can order directly, I think, yeah. is like a sweet initiative.
Absolutely. I mean, speaking of trying to highlight more businesses like this, Derek JX on Instagram has said, EC Gourmet in Sunway Jio Avenue, they have great dry ramen.
Ooh.
Ooh. Mm. And I think this is exactly what Dabao KL is trying to do and Dabao PG is trying to do, right? It's trying to highlight a lot of these businesses that you may not even know about. And also, there was a tweet that mentioned finding new places, new stalls on Grab as well. Mm. And I have actually been noticing a lot more smaller stalls popping up on Grab. And that has been really interesting as well, because I'm not going to lie, throughout the pandemic, I've ordered from a lot of places I didn't know existed and I've never been to.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that is really fantastic because, in a sense, that is really widening their customer base in a way that they maybe thought was not possible.
Mm-hmm. And especially if you keep going back as like a return customer.
Oh, yeah.
Then when dine-ins are allowed, because there are so many places that I've ordered from
mm-hmm.
That I've wanted to go and dine
yeah,
in, you know?
Exactly.
Like if the food was like fresher mm-hmm. than if you tapao or anything. Just to sit there and have like that atmosphere and eat there. I'm pretty sure people would do that once they feel safe enough to do that, no?
Believe me, the dine-in wish list for me has just grown because I've now discovered so many places that I've taken away from or delivered from
mm-hmm.
that are so good, and much like you said, that there's that element of, ooh, I wonder what it will be like. It'll be even better when I dine in.
Yeah.
Eventually, when things are safer and calmed down.
Fingers crossed.
Yes.
So, on the show today, we've been asking you, have you been ordering food from hawker centres or stalls during the pandemic? If so, which ones? If not, why not? Final look on Twitter with a quick refresh. The poll is at 46.7%, yes, using takeaway. 28.2%, yes, using delivery. 19.8% saying no, cooking at home. And a small 5.3% saying no, ordering elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, no new tweets. Anything on Instagram?
On Instagram, still yes, 70% and no at 30% as well. Thank you guys so much for all of your responses today.
Mm-hmm. But don't go anywhere, because coming up at right after the news at 1:05, we have Anand Stanley, president of Airbus Asia Pacific, on the breakfast grill. So the airline industry has been deeply impacted by the pandemic, and one of its key players is global aerospace company Airbus. But with travel slowly and gradually resuming, we speak to Anand, or the breakfast grill spoke to Anand Stanley, president of Airbus Asia Pacific, about how he is managing key customer relationships, how Airbus intends to shape the aerospace ecosystems in the region, and the future outlook for the global aviation industry. That's coming up right after the news at 1. This has been Arvind Yuvaraj and Christine on Enterprise Biz Bytes. We'll be back tomorrow, last day of the week on Friday, for yet another Enterprise Biz Bytes. Again, thanks so much for all your messages. This is The Steps, and then we have some music coming up just before the news. BFM 89.9, the Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the Business Station.